Okay, we're going to be able to start with Zavid.
Let's start again at the parak, because I probably didn't understand what was flying yesterday anyway, the day before.
Well, in Masechta Zavim, Perek HaMishri, Mishnah Aleph, and Agibah Zavim, we have a Klolim. Over here has a Perek Zed.
Perek Zed, yeah.
When this became a Klolim, many different rules of Tumah. Here we go. Nachma. And Agibah Zavim. Other than Agibah Zavim, a person touches Zav. Aisha, Zav, Nagibah Zav touched him. Piska Zum, Yusera, Sidus, Zavim, Shutim, Adma Oid. Sharei HaNagibah Zav, Afa Zav, Nagibah Zav. Manafshach, if you're touching a Zav, the Zav is touching you. It's a two-way street. How do you like that?
Okay, so
anyway, we're going to repeat this basic concept that if he touches up, Zav touches you. Some learn Shemishum Inyan Hesit. Because of Hesed, okay, the Yesh Mefarshim Shemushim Inyan Hesed, Hanishna Lekamon, that's been taught later on. Yeah, Nokta Hamishna Oysa Loshin B'Magal Kamoi B'Hesed. Right, so since over here we're going to discuss laws of Hesed in the next Mishnah. So we learned over here the Loshin of Magal.
So I don't understand why it had to tell us if a guy touches him or the other guy touches him.
Agav Gwara, no particular reason. We're not learning this too deep anyway. Since we're going to soon learn about the laws of Hesed, Nakta Mishnah is a Lashon V'Maga Kumay BeHesed. Ah, another answer, because when it comes to Hesed, it makes sense. A person can push a Zav, and a Zav can push you. Is that correct? It's not a two-way street. When it comes to touching, if I'm touching a Zav is touching me. I'm holding hands with the Zav. If I'm touching him, he's touching me, right? So it's not relevant. It's redundant to go say, if I touch a Zav, or so a Zav touches me. Ridiculous.
But
when it comes to Hesed, there's a difference between me moving a Zav and a Zav moving you. It's not the same thing. If I'm moving a Zav,
so
I'm not moving.
Agav, that is
talking. Agav, a Zav, we're going to discuss as a two-way street.
Hesed.
Where there are two different cases, that I can move a Zav, or a Zav can move me. In the male, when it comes to touching, so we use the same exact expression.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Now we go to the
next one. You have finally had one that you understood. So can you take it? Can you handle it?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Next. Next, the person goes and he moves. He may sit as a zav. Or Adam may sit as a zav. V'chein im noisai, you carry a zav. Ahil ena may sitay. Oishu hu azav may sitay. May sit as Adam atar. Okay, so this is the case of the next card of mission is you move, movement. If I am the cause of a zav moving, or a zav is the cause of me moving, what is the halacha? The halacha is,
What's going on? Let's read the next words.
We're
too far already. We talked already. Okay, so
anything that I'm touching, that I'm holding on to.
How about a person?
A person.
Does it say anything about a person?
No, does not say that. No. It says Kalim. It says food and Kalim become tame through the movement of a Zav. If I'm holding in my left hand, I'm holding food or a metal pot. Or a wooden
pot. Not holding
pot.
It. Amazing means to push, no?
No, but look what it says over here. So, mitame oicholim umashkim uchli shetef bimago avle bimasa, which means if I am holding in one hand food, drink, or I'm holding a utensil that can go into the mikvah to the exclusion of a klicheres. In one hand, I'm holding on to food, or drink, or utensils that can become tame. And in the other hand, or I can be retire, and the other hand I push, I am instrumental in causing a Zav to move, then I become a Rishon, and the utensil becomes a Rishon, and the food becomes a Rishon. Got it?
Here. Where's the utensil?
In this hand. Make believe in this hand is the utensil. Is the, I'm holding this. Okay, here,
where's the food?
Here, in the utensil.
How many things can you hold?
One or the other. I'm holding food. Or holding utensil. I'm holding food or utensil.
And then I push
it. I hold this and I push this off.
How are you pushing it? With your hand?
Other hand, or my body. Anyway, I am the cause. Here is the zav. This
how about
object.
If I take the table and push?
Yes, same thing. Same, doesn't make a difference. Same thing. Put it back.
Yeah.
Anything. If you put, you're the cause of the zav to movement, and then you're carrying, you're touching a utensil, or you're touching food, so the food and the utensil becomes tamei as a rishon l'tuma, just like the person is a rishon l'tuma. The zav is an avatuma. If it makes it a zav, then the person becomes a rishon. Not only does he become a rishon, the food, clothing, and utensils that he's holding in his other hand also becomes a rishon l'tuma. Got it?
Yeah.
Mitame oicholim umashkim klishatef kalim, utensils, she'efsha l'shot from a mayim, that can be immersed in the mikvah, kolayma she'eshlam tar b'mikvah, v'haynu kol ha'kelim chutz michlicheres. Klicheres is a different set of rules, because klicheres can't go to the mikvah. B'maga, what does it mean b'maga? Kishnogeh b'hamatar, when a person who was in the till now tar touches them, b'shas magoy b'zov, at the same moment when he touches the zov, oy b'shashu me'sit es hazov, oy hazov me'sitoy, then these things become tamei.
Yeah, okay. So a mason is a zav. A other mason is a zav. A chen nasa afilu enu masita. We carry some. Or she zav masitim. Masit is a other mit hatar mitame oichlam.
Mitame. So at this moment in time when you.
What's oy? This is another.
Oy, the zav pushes you. If the zav causes you to move.
Uh huh. Mitame oichlam mashkim.
Oichlam mashkim klishat. That food, drink, and mashkim. You can rinse them in water. What does it mean? You could rinse in water. This means shesh v'lam tahar b'mikvah. V'haynu kol ha'kelim chutz mikhlicheres. Every utensil.
We're talking about food.
Or utensils.
So it's saying haynu over here. Haynu this.
You have kelim shesh v'lam tahar b'mikvah. V'haynu kol ha'kelim chutz mikhlicheres. First it says he doesn't give a bear because it's so poshut. Mitami oicholim u'mashkim. Period.
That's easy.
Easy. What does it mean? A kli shetef. Shetef means to rinse. To rinse,
yeah.
Like a washing machine. Yeah. What do you mean you rinse? What kind of kli? What's a kli shetef? What's a kli that's not shetef? Shetef means you put in the mikvah. It's a term, which means you put in the mikvah. So what kelim do you put in the mikvah to immerse to remove their tumah? Only metal and wood. But kli cheres, there is no tahada b'mikvah. Metal kli cheres, you have to shatter. Kli cheres, if the person who was tahar is holding on b'shas smag at the same moment when he touched the zav, when he moved the zav, when he either touched or removed the zav, moved him, so they become tamei as well. In other words, do not say that it goes down one madrega. Do not say because a utensil kli can only become tamei make your idea from an avatama. There's no such thing as a kli becoming tamei from a rishon. The only time a utensil, a kli, can contract tumah. Like that word?
No.
Only time a kli can contract tumah is only when it comes in contact with an av hatumah. In this instance, is the utensil in contact with an avatama? No. The utensil is in contact with a person who is a rishon l'tuma. Because the person, that's another halacha. But let's say the tahar is not actually touching or being mesit. There are three categories of tuma. There's maga, masa. There's maga, hesit, and
we're talking about maga and hesit so far.
To the exclusion of masa. That's what the Mishnah says. That this unique rule that a utensil can become tamei from a rishon l'tuma is only true binogea mago and hesed, but it's not true binogea masa.
Avalev masa.
When he's carrying them, he's not touching them. when he's not when if you're causing a thing to be lifted, if I am carrying its weight, right, let's say the Zav sits down on my shoulders, I'm sitting here, I'm not bothering anyone, and all of a sudden the Zav is sitting on my shoulders. Look at that. And now wait, I want you to clarify a very important point. Listen to this point, please pay attention.
Yeah,
when the kalim, when the utensil, because it's a chiddush, it's a very important point to understand. Please listen. A utensil cannot contract tumah from a rishon. A utensil can only contract tumah from an ava tumah. The person is a rishon. The person who's touching the zav is the av. Correct?
Yes.
Now, the person who touches the zav, or the person who moves the zav, what does he become? An av or a rishon?
Rishon.
A rishon. How then can it be that the utensil becomes also a rishon? Because the only way utensil can become tumah, electricity. I am touching the zav, the tumah of the zav spreads through my body and goes to the utensil as if the utensil was touching the zav.
Right.
It's a chiddush.
Yeah.
You don't say such thing normally. And also the food. The food is what status is the food? The food is a rishon. The food is not a sheni. Don't say that the zav is the av. I'm the rishon. The food is the sheni. No, you don't say that. We say that the tumah of the zav goes through my body, straight to the food, straight to the utensil, and becomes a rishon la tumah. Only provided I'm still in contact with the zav. But let's say I touched the zav. I was tar. I touched the zav. Now I'm a rishon. And I separate. I'm perish from the zav. And now I touch food, or now I touch the utensil, then I'm just a regular rishon, ordinary guy, regular rishon. So when I touch the food, the food is a sheni. Food can become a sheni. A utensil, nothing, garnished. Nothing happens to the food, to the utensil. Because the utensil can only contract from an avatoma, I'm only a rishon. So the utensil cannot become tummy. The chiddush, that if I'm still in contact with the zav, then we allow the tumor of the zav to spread through my body, and in the time that the utensil, ki'ilu the utensil was touching the zav, ki'ilu the food was touching the zav. But if I touch the zav, and I'm perish from the zav, and then I touch the utensil, nothing will happen to the utensil.
I know that. It's an old story.
Okay, so you know everything very good. You know everything very good for you. So that's halacha. B'maga. Now then we have a new halacha. This unique halacha that the tumah can spread from the zav all the way to the utensils of the food to make the food into a rishon is only going to get two of the three cases. There are three cases. There is moving, and carrying. It only applies to touching and moving. Does not apply to carrying. When you're carrying, gzeres akasav. Okay, all of these things are gzeres akasav. You want me to give drush? You want to have drush on the mission? When you're carrying, and you're not touching, baram. After you separate, even if I'm in contact,
No good.
Nothing's going to happen. But when it comes to touching, but after I'm pirish, then I'm not going to touch. Then I touch the utensil, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing happened when it was on top either.
That's because I was carrying it. I wasn't physical contact. Carrying always means I'm not. There's no physical contact. I'm wearing a jacket. Contact always means flesh, basa. Basa. I'm touching it with the hands. I'm wearing a jacket and the zav is resting on my shoulders. I'm not touching. He's touching my clothing. Once you perish, it's not going to be time to kill him by touching. Now, not only does this halach apply to the zav himself, the zilbe halach applies if I were to touch the chair of the zav, the mishkav. In order to it's not only the zav that's an avatoma; his chair is an avatoma. If the zav is sitting there on the chair, then the zilbe zach happens. So here's the pasuk: Yisha yiga b'mishkavai yechabes begodav. Why? It's not fair. I'm touching the chair. Why should my clothing be tamei? If I touch the chair, I become a rishon. My clothing are touching me. So my clothing should be a sheni. But a clothing cannot become a sheni. Clothing can only contract tumah from an avatoma. I'm not an avatoma. I'm only a rishon tumah. Why am I clothing tamei? Why do my clothing need to go into the mikvah? The answer is because that's the unique halacha of a zav, is that the tumah of the zav or the mishkav shel zav spreads directly from the zav through me to the utensil, to my clothing. It's as if the clothing themselves are touching the zav. And if the zav is an av, the clothing then become a rishon. That's what it says. Yichabes begodov. If I am in physical contact with the Zav, the tumah of the Zav spreads through my body. I'm a conductor.
If he's a masa and he's touching.
Not masa. What are you saying, masa?
What's this talking about?
Touching.
Talking about masa.
No, it's saying not masa. Avaloi b'masa. Not b'masa. Kishonoisim v'inu negevim. Now he goes b'ram. Now he comes to explain. New statement. Yeah. We put a period over there. Li'achash sheperash. After I separate the minatuma. After I stop.
Going back.
Minatuma. Einoi mitame kelim af b'mago. Then once I'm perish, now I touch the utensils. Okay, I stop touching this off. Then the utensil, nothing happened. Shneimar, how do we know everything? How do we know everything addressed to that? Only b'shas maga. Shneimar, shtei the Torah. The ish, asher yigat, who touches. So now he's yigat, he's touching. B'mishkavai. B'mishkavai means either the zav or his chair. Not only am I tamei, my clothing are tamei. My clothing are kalim. Kalim can only contract tumah from an avatuma. I'm only a rishon. If I'm touching the mishkav of the zav, or I'm touching the zav, I'm a Rishon, because the Zav is an Av. The Zav is an Av and the Mishkav is an Av. So when I touch, I become a Rishon. So now my clothing are touching me. They can't become Tamei. Gzeres HaKosev, no. As long as I'm still in direct contact with the Zav, the tumor of the Zav spreads from the Zav through my body to the Kelim. Yichabes because of Rech Zomayim B'Toyah Amarev. Melam HaKosev. Shebishas Magoi. Metame Begodim. Let them perish. Let's say I'm no longer touching the Zav. I stop touching him. And now, for the first time, I touch the utensil. I get dressed. Then my clothing are tahar. Why? Because my clothing are coming in contact with a rishon. Perish. Ain't a time begodav. There's not a time begodav. Good?
I think so. Go ahead.
Now, unchaz is part of the mission.
No,
very hard.
Not at all.
Klal omar Rebbe Yehoshua. Kol hametame begodav b'shas magoy. What does that mean? Kol metam begodim. Kol adam. Kol means any human being who is in direct contact with the zav. How do I know he's in direct contact? Because it says here that metam begodim, right? So that means kol adam. Shalem boy. It says concerning a person sheim nidma if he becomes tamei. Harehu metame begodim b'shas magoi. Not only is he tamei, his clothing are tamei b'shas magoi, right? B'shas magoi. Bituma, kegoin, hanogia bezov, oi bezova, a man or a female, oi beoledis, the same halach applies as applies to a woman who gave birth, oi bemishkavam, or their chair of myshavam. Okay, there he gives different examples. A zava, or their chairs, or their beds, a chair or a bed, shnema boy, vichibes begodav, you shall wash your clothing, metame oicholim mashkim. So what is halacha? So now I'm touching them. And now, on my other hand, I'm touching food. Let me test you. So what status is the food? A rishon or a sheni?
Are you touching anything?
Yes, I'm touching the zav in one hand.
So of course, it's tummy.
So the food is tummy, and the food is my other hand. Is the food a rishon or a sheni?
It's a rishon.
Why is it a rishon?
Because I'm an av.
I'm a conductor. You're not an av. No, you're not an av. You're not an av.
I'm conducting it.
You're a conductor.
I'm electricity.
You're a conductor. The zav is the av.
But we said this already.
Right.
Okay.
So, but explain to you. Tell me, Klal. Metame oicholu mashkim shenagei bohem koydim sheperash minatuma lihiyos techila.
Rishon.
A rishon. Rishon l'tuma because shahu nechshav k'mishas amaga because he's nechshav. I'm a conductor. I'm a conductor. I'm like an avatuma, I'm touching it. Should nechshav kibashas magok avatuma lin oicholu mashkim. The same thing applies when it comes to utensils. A utensil can only contract them from an avatuma. So as long as I'm touching the zav, I'm a conductor, I'm a rishon, I'm an extension of the zav. Memela, I can be metamek halem. L'chein lin klishad kibashas shenin le'el, afal pisha ina avatuma. Even though, so that's when it comes to utensils and when it comes to food. But when it comes to a person, Let's say I'm holding hands with a person, I'm touching another person.
That's different.
Then I'm not a conductor. I'm not a conductor. Memela, the person that I'm touching, remains tahar. Even though I'm a conductor for food and for kelim, I'm not a conductor for another.
We said at the beginning that you are Hayyadayim.
No, so Yadayim.
And we gave us up, I should
say. We never mentioned Yadayim.
What do you think that a Gabazov is? No, how are you touching
the other hand, the other hand, the other hand. No, Yadayim means the hand. No.
Two hands?
In one hand, I'm touching the Zav.
Right.
With my other hand, I'm touching. So what's halacha in that case? Comes a rishon.
Right.
Let's say I'm touching a utensil that can go into the mikvah.
Also.
Then it becomes a rishon. Let's say I'm touching a kli cheres. What happens to the kli cheres?
Nothing.
Wow. Why not? But no, gea kli cheres, we view me not to be a conductor.
Fine. So.
And therefore,
is that what it's talking about?
And
here?
Therefore, yeah, it is. And therefore, what am I? What am I then? I'm a rishon, and therefore nothing happens to a kli cheres. Kli cheres only can be contracted from an avatum. I'm only a rishon.
No, so what
does it say? No, listen to me. Listen. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Let's say I touch a person. Am I considered? On one hand, I'm touching the zav. The other, I'm touching a person.
Also, a person. I'm not conducting.
I'm not
only for oichlin.
Only oichlin and kelim, which can go into a mikvah.
Oh,
but not benogei no. Adam, and not benogei Adam, not
Adam lecheres.
Now next part of the Mishnah. But what about? No. You skip. Lios tchila v'hayodayim lios shmios. You know what that means? This is a tinder rabban. Let me explain. A person who went. Listen. Let me explain.
What
to
was
you.
First said here?
And benogei biyodayim. Only the hands.
It's not even a rishon. It's kavi shnius.
I am a conductor in order to make someone else's hands.
Shnius.
Benogei what? He has to wash the tilas yodayim.
Okay.
This is a kol rabbanon. Yodayim askon you're saying.
Can you imagine that? You got to remember this.
What's so hard to remember?
I'm saying, for certain things it makes a rishon. Certain things it makes a shnius.
You don't remember the names of all your children. You don't remember how much money you have in the bank.
No.
If it's important to you, you remember it. What's the big deal? If it's important to you, it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
If it's not important to you, you don't remember nothing.
How are you supposed to remember all this?
Who doesn't know the names of your children?
How many? If I give you a dime, shall I have a machere? If I have a shnius.
Shnius. So you're a conductor.
If I have a
dime, I have a shnius. But not an Adam, but the person remains tar, and the Kli Cheres remains tar. But your dying becomes Shrius.
This is another din. Besides it being Shrius, it doesn't even make a Kli Cheres tummy or a person.
But
doesn't make him a Shrius.
But it makes their hand Shrius.
Yeah.
Let me listen. Let me explain to you.
You're not listening to me.
The Einai Metame Adam Kli Cheres. Only thing like a garment has a characteristic that you can be told in the mikvah.
Okay, now, are the Kli Cheres that doesn't even make Shnias?
No, nothing. Kli Cheres is tar.
Zilch.
But what about the hands? Let me explain to you something.
The hands make Shnias. Actually, trying to get it out. Go.
Let's say Truma. Truma is susceptible to what?
Truma
can become a Shlishi. Let's say I go to the mikvah. I go to the mikvah. Mamish. I'm mamish as Torah's kibbutz. But couldn't go to the mikvah. Mamish. I go 7 days of prisha, paraduma water. You cannot get bigger tired than this. And the kohen gadol goes to the bathroom. Goes to the Beis HaKiseh. He's also a person. He goes to the Beis HaKiseh. So his hands touch part of his body that is dirty. Are you paying attention?
Trying.
So what happens when the kohen gadol goes to the Beis HaKiseh, when he's tar? Is he tamei? No. He paraduma water, he's tar l'gamri. Chazal said, when you go to the bathroom, when you touch a part of your body that's dirty, you're tar. But your hands, until your wrist, have a din of a sheni.
Okay.
The rest of your body,
nothing, zilch,
is tar.
Yeah.
But your hands, because you touch part of your body that's not clean, and you should not be touching.
Right. Does it make a tummy?
What?
You have to.
Right. How do you remove that tumma?
Wash it.
Negolasa. Wash it. Now, therefore, l'may nafkamina, until you wash negolasa, let's say the Kohen touches, Truma, what happens to the Truma?
Tummy.
Because Truma can't, why? My hands are shiny. My hands are not a Rishon, my hands are shiny. My whole body is tar. My hands, until they become a shiny. If I touch Truma, what happens to the Truma?
Shiny.
No, Truma becomes a Shlishi. Truma can become a Shlishi. Kodesh can become a Shlishi. Can become a Revi.
Okay.
So the Truma becomes a Shlishi. So here the Mishnah is teaching, and how do I remove it? How do I remove that Shani? No, Mikvah, Yom Paraduma, God, all you need to do is Negovasa. And the Tumah departs. And if you're doing a mitzvah, you can make a bracha. Asher, Sui Dechem, Kodesh, Rochus Hashem. You make a bracha. Asher, Kodesh, Rochus Hashem, Alka Sudayim.
Okay,
so here's the thing. A person is touching a Zav. One hand. And the other hand is touching someone's hand. It's touching a person. Touching a person's hands. One hand I'm touching is off. The other hand I'm touching a person's hand. I'm holding hands. Hands across America. I'm holding hands. I'm holding someone's hand.
Okay? Try to focus on what we're learning.
I'm holding someone's hand.
Always go for a tangent.
I'm holding someone's
Church.
Hand.
Go ahead.
I'm holding someone's hand. So, am I a conductor to bring the Av HaTuma from here through me to make the person that I'm holding on to a Rishon? It says here in the Mishnah, no, the Enoi Mitame Loy Adam. I'm not a conductor. I'm not a conductor. If I'm touching in one hand the Zav and the tumor spreads all the way through me, and I'm touching on my other hand, I'm holding on to a Zav, another person, the other person does not become Tame. He remains Tahar.
Go ahead.
But even though the person be'etzem remains tahar,
shlishis,
in holding onto his hand,
we're talking about
his hand, what?
Yes, his hand. So then his hands become tamei.
A sheni.
Shlishi.
No, the person's hands become a sheni.
Okay.
And now, if he in turn will touch truma, he'll make truma into a shlishi.
Okay. Good. Okay.
That's all it says.
That's all it should say.
The hayodayim liyoy shniyos.
The ain v'tamaloy.
The ain, but only the hands become. The ain v'tamaloy the v'loy k'loy klicheres. Liachar parishas. Let's say I'm no longer touching the zav.
Yeah.
I'm not a conductor anymore.
Good.
I'm. What am I now? I'm nothing. Now a rishon. I'm a rishon. Can a rishon make food tame?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
If a rishon touches food, food becomes
a sheni.
If a rishon touches a utensil. Does a utensil become tame?
So Rishon touches what?
A utensil. A kli.
Depends what kind of kli.
A Rishon?
Why not?
No such thing. No. Never, ever, ever.
Okay. If you say so.
I'm not a conductor anymore. Le'achar prishasai, mimi tamav. After I separate from the object, I'm not a conductor.
Go ahead.
So what am I now? I'm a Rishon.
No.
If I touch food, what does the food become?
Tame.
What status? A sheni. Metanelios. Mitame mana or mashke is different. Liquid always goes up. Liquid is always unique. Liquid, if a rishon touches a liquid, liquid becomes a rishon. Zolvazach. Even if a sheni touches a liquid, liquid becomes a rishon. Okay, so liquids always go up. So mitame mashkin, liyos tchila, but veho oicholin, but food becomes a sheni. Vehayodayim also becomes a sheni. Liyos shniyos. But the ain mitame begodim, because clothing need an av, and I'm only a rishon. See, this summarizes all the laws of Tumah V'Tahara.
Sure.
Omer Tam leklal. Klal, Omar Rabbi Yeshua.
Why are you starting from there?
Because we went through the first part.
No, well, let's just chazer over the whole Mishnah.
Let's first do the same. We'll chazer the whole Mishnah again. Let's chazer this part over here. Klal, Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Kol hamitame begodim. Anytime you have a situation where I have the potential to contaminate clothing, b'shas magoi, which means I am touching the zav. The zav is an avatoma. If I'm touching the zav, I become a conductor, which means I am also an avatoma. And thus the clothing that I'm wearing, or the clothing that I'm touching, or the utensils that I'm touching become a rishon.
Yeah.
Kol hamatami begodim b'shas magoi. So I'm a rishon.
Go ahead.
I'm an av because I'm a conductor. Oh, so if I touch food, metame oicholim imashkin liyos tchila. But what about I hold someone's hands? No, way. Not that far. I can make his hands.
What were you doing before? What were you touching before?
I'm still touching.
Zaka, before when I touch of the eichlim is tame, and now
because,
I'm touching
because eichlim, with regard to food, I'm a conductor.
Yeah,
with regard to Adam, I'm not a conductor.
Okay, that's the answer.
I'm a melo. The hands become shniyos,
beautiful,
but the person is tahar.
Correct.
Only Eichlim and Kalim, which can be going to a mikvah, become tame.
Right, correct.
That the Adayim
Lios. Read down the Kalim part, okay.
It says Begadim, that is the Kalim, that is the Kalim part.
Oh, it did say Begadim?
Okay. It says Begadim, Hamatame Begadim B'Shas Magoi. Kol Hamatame Begadim B'Shas Magoi.
Yeah.
I'm touching Zav.
Yeah. Also,
my utensils. To make them into what? To make them into a Rishon, because I'm an Avatoma.
Absolutely.
I'm a conductor. But am I a conductor with regard to a person?
No way.
No. But with regard to another person's hands, am I a conductor to make them into a Sheni? Not a conductor. I am viewed as a Rishon, and if a Rishon touches someone's hands, the hands of another person become a Sheni.
Good.
Now I'm Pirish. I separate from the arms that I'm touching. I'm Pirish. Now, what am I? I'm a Rishon. If a Rishon touches Mashke, the Mashke becomes a Rishon. Metame Mashkin goes Trila. But the Eicholim v'Hayadayim, but if a Rishon touches food, the food becomes a Sheni. If a Rishon touches someone else's hands, the hands become Shnios. V'Hayadayim liyos Shnios. And once, I'm a Pirish from the Tama, I'm only a Rishon. If I touch clothing, regular clothing, any utensil, the ainim etam begadim, because a rishon cannot make a utensil or a kli into a metami utensils. Utensils can only contract tumah from an avatoma, and being that I'm a rishon, it cannot contract tumah from me. You got it?
Sure.
And chazir again.
Both times again.
Go ahead, yeah. Again.
The whole mission.
The whole mission. And the gebes off. So that's no gebes if he touches us off. Oh, shazav no gebes boy, that touches him. We've done it, right?
Well, yeah, we learned it already.
Oh, yeah, hamesi this is off. Oh, yeah, shazav mesita. So what is halacha?
Metame oichlim
umashkim kushetef b'maga. Mag means while I'm touching.
Yeah.
I'm still in contact with the zav.
That's when you metame the oichlim.
I have the power. I'm a conductor.
Good. Thank you.
And not only that, even a kushetef, even a utensil which can be used for mikvah.
But
not a person. Not a klicheres.
Right.
This shul applies to call. This applies to maga and hesed, but not masa.
Right.
Why is the word hesed? Because hesed sometimes includes the content of masa. Maga and hesed are interchangeable, but okay. Not avolib masa. But if I'm supporting and I'm touching, no, then the rules don't apply. While I'm still touching the zav and I'm a conductor and I have the power to make the clothing tameh. My God, if I'm a conductor,
yeah,
and I'm causing cloth to become tamei, then I'm a conductor. So then if I'm a conductor, I'm an avatoma. So the food that I touch becomes a rishon. But I can't contaminate a person. But even though I can't contaminate a person, but I can make his hands into a sheni. Because I'm no worse than a rishon, and if a rishon touches the hand of a person, the hands become a sheni. Yadayim liyos shniyos. The einay metami l'adol klicheres, and I'm not going to metami l'adol klicheres. That we can't do because you're not a conductor. Just because you're touching the zav, you're not a conductor metami l'adol klicheres. Li'acha prish. Let's say I'm perish from this. I'm no longer in contact with the zav. Then li'acha prishos. I mi metam of. I separate myself from the source of contamination. Then metame. So what am I now? Now a rishon. When it comes to liquids, if a rishon touches a liquid, the liquid becomes a rishon. Metame mashkel yos tchila. What about food? What about when a rishon touches food solids? No, the solids become a sheni. What happens if a rishon touches someone's hands?
Correct.
The hands become a sheni as well. Correct. But now that I'm only a rishon, I'm no longer touching the zav, no longer a conductor, so I'm nothing more than a rishon. If I touch clothing, which can go into a mikvah, or any of my clothing, which can go into a mikvah, nothing happens to them, they remain tar. Okay? Is the Mishnah clear?
Absolutely. Okay, good start. Should we see what's done here? Thank you.
This guy.